I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. So tonight we're going to talk about neurological disorders from Gulf War illness, or Gulf War veterans, period. I mean, that's really, and actually you can almost say from Vietnam all the way up to Afghanistan, if you really think about it. But primarily, that's been one of the topics somebody wants to talk about. What are the presumptives for Gulf War illness under neurological? Well, I just happened to have it up. But before we get into that, I want to remind each and everybody, set this on your calendar at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time, March the 4th. That's a Monday. We're going to be at ErgoFlex. They have three machines that we're going to be, they're going to demonstrate for us. And I'm going to be the one doing the, I'm going to be the one on the machine as they demonstrate it. And JT will be the one, he's the owner, and he will be talking about. But I'm going to talk to y'all, one of the reasons why I really like this place, and I mean, I've been studying their equipment. I've been there several times throughout the year to look it over and everything. So they hired a veteran. His name is Con Piercing, and he has back issues, and he actually used one of the equipment, and it's the back on track, okay? And then they have the knee on track, and then they have the one I'm interested in more than any of them. It's the total brain and body O2, and it's using oxygen, okay? And so I will say this about Con. If anybody is interested, like research doctors or regular doctors are interested just to learning about these machines, and you want to do research with them, call Con. Get a hold of me. Y'all know how to get a hold of me. Kevin Simon at GoForSideEffects.com. And then I'll send him your information and stuff. I don't want to give his number out on the air, even though he was like, hey, you can put my number out on the air. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And so where I think everything is really neat about what they have and what they do, these are regular guys and girls that work. They're not, you know, one of the big old companies. This is a mom and pop place that literally has the equipment that I believe 100% in my mind will help. I mean, think about how many Army guys and how many Marines carry backpacks. Navy don't carry backpack, right? And so they get bad knees, they get bad backs. I mean, I'm telling you, these machines that they have need to be in every VA clinic. I mean, this isn't a patch. This isn't a Band-Aid. This actually is stuff that works. So if y'all want to get a hold of me to get a hold of Con, please email me or shoot me a message through Messenger. And so, but I really believe the total brain is going to be one of the biggest one for Gulf War veterans. I really, truly believe it. So now we're saying that, let's get into the neurological problems of veterans. We all know cognitive. Believe it or not, I looked, and on the neurological side, I learned that they watched 650,000 veterans. It's on the VA.gov website from the Gulf War. And then later watched outside of the Gulf War to people who weren't in theater. And so I was sitting there, I was like, wow, I don't understand. If they knew that there could have been, you know, them kind of problems or issues, don't you think they should have talked to us about this?
Well, I mean, Kevin, you know, when we say we know, I mean, we know what we know. I mean, neither one of us are doctors, but we have firsthand experience of what we're dealing with in our lives. And, you know, to your point, yes, we would think by all rights, our own government that was using us as guinea pigs, you'll never get any one of them. And I don't expect any one of them to actually come right out and say that. But that being said, those of us who are in theater and some that weren't, the vast majority of us have various types of neurological issues. And, you know, as we were talking about this subject matter, I thought, wow, I think way back when I realized or couldn't understand what was going on with my body, I'm like, why am I having these switches? What's with the pain? What's going on? You can't explain. Because we've been exposed. We know that we've been exposed to a tremendous amount, right? And whatever the exposure, however it came to be, there's a lot of arguments of what was what. I understand that. But when it boils down to it, you know, whether it's our memories, muscle twitches, neuropathy, whatever, we've got a lot going on with ourselves.
Well, but you know? Look at it like this, though. It's kind of like last week when he was saying that neuropathy isn't a part of a presumptive. And he's right. I looked all through there. Neuropathy isn't. But because of my digestive system is, and that makes me lose the flow of B12 that caused the neuropathy, then that is a secondary. But fibromyalgia is probably the main one, and cognitive is the main one. But, you know, to me, I would, you know, there was a part of me going, you know, does neurological have to do with chronic fatigue? You know, some people may say no. I say yes. And just hear me out, everybody, before y'all say no, it does not. When your brain has to work double time to think, to do all this stuff, man, you get tired. The brain fog makes you tired. The pain from your you know, problems that you have make you tired. And so I would almost lop that into neurological. That's just my thinking. You may say I'm wrong. But, you know, my mom has fibromyalgia. And, you know, she had an accident on a moped. And it ended up messing up her neck. And then she had her spine fused. And, John, you met my mom. You couldn't even, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, well, wonderful person, wonderful lady.
But
yeah.
Back in the day, believe it or not, they used to tell anybody who had fibromyalgia that that was a mental disorder. That's what fibromyalgia was. No, it's not. It's all your nerves that are totally, you know, jacked up. That's exactly what it means. It means that your whole nervous system is just way out of whack, and it's going to hurt that one spot. With neuropathy, they can pinpoint exactly what kind, small fibers or anything like that. But cognitive is a big one, along with traumatic brain injury. I mean, a lot of people will say I'm traumatic to begin with because I'm crazy and nuts. No, but no, honestly, though, traumatic brain, I mean, I feel bad for these guys that actually have had brain trauma like that. You know, they hit the IEDs and stuff. I mean, you know, that in itself, and their families, because that's a whole different ballgame. But what is ALS. I think ALS is a part of neurological.
I
think it's muscle and nerves shutting down.
Yeah. Yeah. FYI for your technical person there, Glenn, I don't know if anybody else. So you froze on me twice, FYI. What did you just say? The not Parkinson's. ALS.
And Parkinson's also.
Yeah. See, the neurological thing, I think it scares all of us when we can't control. We've talked to a lot of vets. There's a lot of vets online. They'll start talking about how they get twitches in their legs, their arms, wherever in their body. Just all of a sudden, that nerve starts going nuts. You're like, what in the world? You know, and there's no explanation. So as you and I have discussed so many times, you got to treat the symptoms. And, you know, all of us are coming up with different things. Some, you know, I know that Wade has gone through a lot of various research. And what can we do to help ourselves? We know that as we well understand, there is no magic pill. So, but what works for one doesn't work for all. And But we got to try something. We all just want to feel better. We say that all the time.
Look at it like this. If everybody would, everybody has a phone these days. Download games. Download stuff that are going to help with your cognitive, everything. With neuropathy, of course, you can take meds, but you got to exercise. You got to eat better. You got to do stuff. But I know with Parkinson's and ALS and PLS, I believe it is, all that stuff there, I mean, that's just tough. I mean, ALS, the only thing that's in a nurse's book in the fourth semester about goal for illness is ALS, that we're three times likely to get it.
Yeah, wonderful. I know one of our avid listeners and a great, great couple, Pete and Chrissy. I know they both have a lot of issues.
Right.
They struggle through things. And I'm like, for me personally, one of the biggest things for me was the abdominal issue. I couldn't explain it. And I know I've said this before on the program, but way back when, I don't know, by now it's probably been two decades, that at the time, when we were like, what is going on? At the time, I wasn't putting two and two together. A low dose amitriptyline, which is an antidepressant they use, hey, that shuts down the pain signals. Some of our viewers may or may not have tried that. It works. But for us, as you pointed out, Kevin, whatever we try, 99% of the time, it's only temporary. Now, temporary could be it works for a couple months. Gets used to it and says, I'm going to try something else. You mentioned just a second ago, we have to exercise. Now, I don't know about you because you're a little younger than I am. Exercising, walking is fine. Much more beyond then, when I do that, yeah, I feel good. But then the next day my body raises hell.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's not just because I'm old and sore. I mean, there's more to it than that.
Well, right. But, you're right. I mean, exercise, you got to do a little bit at a time, especially if you're not used to it, because I ain't used to it. I'm sorry. I ran cross country when I was a kid. I really don't want to do that shit.
Wait, again. You ran cross country?
Yeah. I used to run a 445 mile.
Really?
Yeah. As short
What's
as
your
I
mile
am.
Right now?
Probably about 25 minutes. Because my buddy,
I'm laughing, but mine is probably way worse than that.
It may take about 2 hours because I'll have to nap in between a half a mile. Okay. So I'm going to hear what I got to say. What Jeremy wrote down here. He goes, I am diagnosed with severe aggressive onset, and then hit multiple sclerosis, spinal cord edema, after 25 months of deployed to Iraq. Okay, right there. Mm. Now, here's the one thing, though, is there. I believe there's three guys on my ship diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I don't know a lot about multiple sclerosis, but I think that has to do with muscles. Some could be nerve and everything. But why isn't that a presumptive? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I know there's some parts of it they say genetic, but there's some part not and everything. And I mean, to me, it's like for them saying, well, okay, it's a Band-Aid over here. But if you ever go into the VA, you see the neurological, everybody will sit there and tell you, back in the day, they used to say, oh, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. My shit ain't in my head because I can't remember very much. And that's beginning to be a problem. And so my daughter will do this. And if you ever have kids, ask them to come up with three words, like bike, owl, train, and see if you can remember that after 5-10 minutes. I get it wrong every freaking time. I might remember.
Really?
Remember, the bicycle because I'm training so hard to, you know, to practice for it, 5 minutes, you know, but I always get it wrong. And so, And so my daughter's like, I swear, mom, he's got memory loss when he do so. But when you go in and you see the doctor, they don't test you for it. I don't know why.
You've never been tested. You've never been tested for, and I have been tested for memory. And when I was, and it takes a while. I don't remember the exact amount of time, but I had to have been in that office for a couple hours. And I was taking a bunch of tests. And at the end, he says, well, your memory's, I forget how he phrased it, but a lot of it is in the terminology. Well, it's not terrible. So you're telling me it's not great. You know, it's like with the VA, you kind of learn to understand it's all in the terminology. How did they phrase it to you? You know, you got, and that's a key. And I think the vast majority of us who have been to a CMP exam or looked in your medical records and you see how they phrase, you're like, wait a second, that isn't what, you know, because some of it is because if they acknowledge certain things, then they got to admit that, yes, this individual is having this problem for sure, because some of them kind of want to waver. They just brush the idea of what you're suggesting, but they don't want to. Yeah. You know, and it's like, son of a bitch. But
in the findings and stuff, you know, because I was doing a lot of research because, you know, the one thing that I don't understand, like Gulf War illness is also known as chronic multi-symptom illness, which is full shit. It has an impact of approximately a third of the veterans deployed in 1990-1991. A third. That's a lot of freaking people.
That's a lot of folks.
It really is.
That's a lot.
But them are the ones that are only reporting it.
True. Yeah, because I still believe, you know, at our age, in our 50s, I still say, you know, I was like 25, 26 when I was in the Gulf. There's people younger than I was there. And some of these people haven't put two and two together yet. You know, and that's kind of any veteran that has issues that doesn't realize they have issues.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like, nobody wants to accept that you're declining or there's something's off unless you have a loved one or somebody very close to you say, hey, what's going on? And you're like, what do you mean? And you're like, shit, am I really? You know, I mean, if it's you, you're personal dealing with, you know, we've talked to a lot of people, abdominal issues, a big thing with the Gulf War, but all kinds, you know, people got, you know, I ain't leaving the house without a roll of shit paper. Now, knock on wood, I don't have that issue. But my body is slowly changing to the point where I eat. Hey, listen, I'm aware that, hey, I don't have to run to the bathroom or anything, but my eating habits, even in the last year, have changed a lot.
Well, and it should. I mean, I can tell you, I used to eat, go straight to the bathroom. Ever since I got COVID, it changed. It went to the opposite. It went to the other extreme.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. It just is damn. Now, certain foods automatically, but the other stuff, nope. It's crazy.
So it's more of a constipation problem?
Yeah. Yeah. Mine turns into constipation, but I have both. That's the thing I hate. I have both. And so, and that's why you get real bloated. My dad won't, you know, and stuff like that. But,
oh my God, the bloated thing is terrible. Right.
But
you know,
I also want to hear back in 2012, they're talking about their studies. Most people went to a neuropsychological, psychology professional. Okay, when you see psychological or neuropsychological on there, the first thing you think, that's when they tell you it's all in your damn head. And everybody who's listening now that is a Gulf War vet always has heard that. Oh, it's all in your head. Oh, you don't have these problems. You know.
No, it's not.
I find more people, like, so I talk to some of my shipmates and stuff, and they all have like, man, my feet just burn. And I'm like, man, get a hold of your doctor, ask to go see a neurologist, and take a neuropathy test. Hurts like hell. And they'll be pissed at me afterwards. It does hurt like hell. But, I mean, so how do you explain all of us having all the same stuff? And they're not symptoms. What you have, you have. And so that's why I never understood why it used to be called Gulf War syndrome. You know, I don't even know why it's called Gulf War illness. I mean, because these are now should be called Gulf War problems. Serious-ass problems.
I think that's a good way to phrase it, because I think Uncle Sam didn't know how else to phrase it, so they just, whoever came up with that terminology. I just know that we all have a lot of issues, and amongst ourselves, we share that information, and do it old school, basically meaning that, hey, here's what helps me. You try that, either you're going to get positive or not positive. I mean, we've all shared. I mean, we've gone through a tremendous amount of different things. You know, you and I suffer from some of the same, but you have neuropathy. I don't have the neuropathy thing, knock on wood, in my feet. Yeah. Knock on wood, I don't have that issue as we speak. You know,
but that's the problem that a lot of people don't realize. Yeah, some don't have. You have neuropathy, you have fibromyalgia, you got, you know, cognitive, you got, you know, psychological problems. All of it is your nerves just going completely out of whack. And really, yes. And I mean, but I mean, it's almost like when you break a finger, you break a leg, you'll have nerve damage from that shit. That's what hurts is your nerves. And so all I'm saying is if you guys go to a doctor, but if you have pain in your feet, you have pain in your back, or you have pain that's just so unexplained that it doesn't go away, see a neurologist. And that's why one of the listeners was like, let's go over the neurological stuff. Because, you know, ALS, PLS, neuropathy, neurological disorders, all of them, it's a serious thing. And as we get older, we're in our 50s. Some of us are close to 60s. I'm not pointing at the person. But anyway, I as you get older, don't wait for the problem to progress. Go talk to them. And I know everybody's going to say, all they're going to do is put you on medication. Okay, they're going to put you on medication, but at least you know what you have. A lot of people, that's where people back off. That's what people do, is because they're like, you know what? Oh, man, my left arm's been hurting. You know, I'm not worried about it. Then they have, oh, man, I have acid reflux. No shit. You could be having a heart attack. So don't wait around for it to get worse. Talk to somebody about it.
And as we've talked about before, but just a refresher to those people that don't know, if you are not on My Healthy Vet, that is your number one source of communication to the VA, because they, by design, are required to acknowledge and respond to you. Get on your computer, phone, whatever, and when you're having problems, My Healthy Vet, that's how you relay information. I didn't know that at the beginning. I was naive. I hadn't been shared that. Now I understand it, obviously. But whoever you are out there, if you're not on My Healthy Vet, get on My Healthy Vet. And that's the best approach to communicating with your providers.
I'm not going to say his name, but he's listening tonight, and I just taught him about, you know, the My Healthy Vet. And he did it. Now he can see all of his blood work and all of his stuff.
Oh.
And which is really cool. And, oh, here's another thing. Everybody check your blood work when it comes back. Everybody, especially if you were in the Navy, check your FGR, I believe it is, because one of my shipmates has renal kidney disease. Didn't know it until I was like, well, what's your EEFGR? And they're going through it and looked at it, and she's like, oh, it's a 68. And I'm like, you got renal kidney disease. Oh, no. And so I showed. So y'all check that. Y'all, and her doctor said nothing at all. Pretty much what renal kidney disease is renal kidney failure. Because if it gets from a stage, if it's at a stage one, gets however it goes, is stage one, it's good. Get up to stage five, you need kidney transplant. So
Kevin, okay, so this basically, in a layman's term, it basically means your kidneys aren't functioning correctly?
Correct. It means your kidneys aren't functioning. And everybody knows I went from stage five to stage one to a stage three, going in stage four, and then went, and I'm back to a stage three, almost stage two, because I've been doing a lot more, you know, like coconut water. And I know this has nothing to do with neurological, but y'all look at your blood work, because she went to the doctor. The doctor didn't even say nothing to her. I was like, shit, you need to get to a damn kidney doctor. You need to be drinking this. This is what my kidney doctor said. So if y'all see it, check it. It's in your blood work. They check it every time.
Is this by chance?
Urine.
Is this by chance
test.
The same friend that you had on?
Yep,
the
other night. Yep.
They got
a
percentage?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying any names or anything.
No.
Because it's their business. But that's what I'm trying to tell y'all is, there's things you can do, especially neurological, man, especially with your cognitive state. We all have memory loss. We all got problems. Get on your phone. Get some of them games that are for your brain. Do a freaking crossword puzzle. Do what it takes to keep your brain functioning at all times. With me, I have four games I play. And so, you know, I play dominoes a lot online. And
really?
Because it makes you think, okay, how do I get 20, you know? And then I also have a fish game I play, and then a pig game I play, you know, and that's just me. I have a block game where the blocks come down and you try to piece them together. So that's what I'm saying. So we're clear on all that. But I want to read to y'all what are the main goal for presumptives, okay? Chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, functional gastrointestinal disorders, IBS, and undiagnosed illnesses, okay? Such as, and this is where I want everybody to say, abnormal weight loss, cardiovascular disease, muscle and joint pain, headache, menstrual disorders, neurological and psychological problems. So neurological and psychological problems, you know, to me, I think they're the same thing. I don't know why, but to me they are. And so you got respiratory disorders and sleep disturbances. So look at all that. So, and also, you know, the PACT Act changed for the cancers and all that. So, you know, you need to be your own doctor. I mean, I know you can't diagnose yourself.
Be your best advocate for yourself.
That's right.
Don't wait. Don't be waiting around for your freaking phone to ring. You get on, you know, if you're not getting, you will get feedback on My Healthy Vet. But, you know, I'm like, stay on it. If you give up, then...
Right.
You're losing the battle because your own lack of trying.
And remember, if the VA is your only insurance and there's an emergency, go to a regular hospital. The closest one, get there as fast as you can and everything. And, you know, so I want to go over this. So next week, let's talk a little bit about next week. So next week's going to actually be fun. So we will be having our roundtable discussion. But a roundtable discussion is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about why people go into the military, why I went to the military, why John went to military, Wade, you know, and so
Tina.
Yeah. So we're going to get into what made us go into the military, you know, and I'm not going to give any hints of anything. Most people know my story, why I went in, but my story's fun. And also, remember, set your calendar, March 4th, 4 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be at ErgoFlex, and Con Pearson is the contact guy, especially for doctors and researchers and stuff. So if y'all have any questions, you know, contact me at KevinSimon@GoForSideEffects.com. And also, go to YouTube. We're trying to build up that page, you know. And also, we're trying to build, well, Facebook is our lead. But go to YouTube, subscribe, share it. Okay. This is all about us talking about the issues on hand. This is us. And we're not going to get everything right. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even close to it. Don't want to be. Hell no. You know, I give them guys a lot of kudos. But, you know, we do want this to be entertaining, but we also want to be educational. And we want to be a learning process for the history of our kids, our grandkids, mm-hmm. and even for us. So if you know anybody that is a Desert Storm vet that wants to come on a program, man, come talk to us. We would love to have you to come on here and, you know, tell us your experience. We're not going to ask you personal questions that you don't want to talk about.
No,
we just want, you know, it's like a documentary.
We've learned so much about the guests we've had on. We've learned about each other. There's so much information out there, personal stories, which are huge. What works for one, you know, a lot of great people come on, a lot of people they're in a lot of pain, but are willing to talk about it. You know, it's difficult situation for all of us. And it helps us all to move forward in our day. I mean, when I see Tina post on her Facebook, that woman, that girl got a lot of energy. She's always, but she will also in the same sentence, she goes, yeah, but you know, I got, you know, my husband deals with a lot of stuff. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah. I think that's fair for most of our spouses. They all deal with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and we thank the spouses. We really do. We got to thank the spouses. Yeah. But guess what, John? Guess what we're about to do? We're about to go to the after show, everybody, because I want to tell John some stories about what's going on around and everything. So thank you all for joining us tonight, and we will see you next week.